All right, and we are rolling the Comic Playground Podcast-a-rama. That's I got new nicknames for everybody. None of them are good. They're just
wasn't expecting just, to be good.
Here's the thing. First of all, saying hello to Corbin Ford. I put him in charge. What? That's your name, right?
Yes, that's my name.
Well, then why did you look away?
You're right. That's my name.
What? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? Are we gonna? I gave Corbin a lot of responsibility this week because I'm tired of trying to be Joe, newcomer who isn't here, and that's a lot of work.
Joe doesn't even like to be Joe.
No.
Oh my God.
So Corbin, Corbin's. You're a young soul, but a great guy for a young soul. And you're very kid-like, but when it comes to responsibilities, I don't think you are like that. I think you're very adult-like. You're kind of the Alex P. Keaton in those terms. Alex P. Keaton was played by Michael J. Fox on a show called Family Ties.
Oh,
you are young. Donnie is here. Donnie, who went to the makeup store and then felt as though he had to explain why. And I was like, "Well, Donnie, it's okay. It's 2019. We accept everybody. No judgment here, and why would you? People are just people." And then he still felt the need to explain why he was at the makeup store. Me, I am Frank Caliendo. I apologize for that in advance. Adonis, do you remember the name?
Hi there, I'm Adonis. Hi, Adonis.
Do you remember introducing himself for no reason, even though I've already introduced him? Do you remember the nickname I just gave you?
Yes, I did.
What?
It's not a nickname, it's a profession.
Yeah. Orthodontist.
Yes.
What? Yeah, when he gets braces, rough. If he ever gets braces, do you ever have braces?
No, I do not.
If you get them, you might do that for the show.
Orthodontist.
Orthodontist.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you're going to end it like tis.
Oh, it's like a pun.
No, I don't know if you could say that.
This is not new.
You put an S in there. Zach?
Still here.
Still living here at the moment. Ready for action. Hulk hands, get ready to move some articles of clothing and furniture.
Can't wait. It's going to be one of those nights. No. Huh?
Then, of course, on the tech side, we have Brian. He's waving because of the podcast. What better way to say we're here than waving? And what are you doing on the video with all the different? You have all the different cameras on there.
That's cool.
Yeah, why not? It's technology.
Yeah,
we got Toledo's belly.
It doesn't necessarily.
Hey!
Oh my gosh, you're making the show better in a bad way. Toledo, who just leaned in, and we are off and starting. Toledo, you actually said this. I said no. Let's go a different way, and I agree with you now. The way to start the show is Shazam. I believe that's where we left. We were going to do a bunch of Hellboy stuff, but then all hell broke loose. How's that for a segue?
I like it.
A lot of different things coming out this week that we needed to pay attention to. So first of all, we'd done a spoiler alert. There's going to be some spoilers in here. I went and saw Shazam on opening night with Juliet, my 12-year-old daughter, who loves superhero stuff. Spawn the most, of course. And Brian also gave me a little critique this week. There's too many inside jokes on the show, according to his friends. Spawn, because I know Todd McFarlane. I consider him my best friend. He does not have me in that realm at all. He's met me. But Todd McFarlane, the creator of Spawn, drawer of Spider-Man, creator of Venom. We were doing a battle royale, I guess, or a tournament thing, and I pick Spawn all the time, even after he lost, because I know Todd personally and use it every chance I can. She loved Shazam, but when the movie ended, this is what she said: when can we see it again? That's how much she enjoyed it. So I want to go around the room because you guys, being bigger comic book people than me, I was introduced mostly to a lot of the different shows or the different comics through 70s and 80s television, for those of you who haven't been listening the whole time. And that pretty much makes most of you mad most of the time. So Corbin, and we'll just go around the room. People can start chiming in with thoughts on Shazam.
I really enjoyed it. Okay. I thought it was a pretty solid movie. Easily one of the best, in my opinion, out of the better DC movies in the past 5 years. So
easily one of the best out of the better DC movies.
Well, I couldn't say one of... Okay, I can't
narrowing it down completely.
It is the best DC movie to me in the last 5 years. Bam. That's better.
I agree.
Better than Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I personally had some things from Wonder Woman.
The humor in this movie, you saw it, Zach? You did
seen it?
Yeah. Lived it. Zach
seen
Levi.
It. Yeah. It. It's my alter ego.
I enjoyed it so much. It was fun. People said it was going to be campy. I didn't feel it was
not
too campy.
All.
I did not feel it was campy. I felt it was kind of inside humor a little bit about superhero movies. But then I'd said I was going to talk about it today, and Adonis cut me off. He's like, I'll save it. So let's hear the negative side of stuff.
What?
Yeah. I thought it was a big meh.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
What,
right?
What was meh about it?
Really?
It didn't do anything for me. It was like,
because he has no inner child.
I was about to say, like, come
and
on.
No soul.
Are you serious?
You eat puffins for breakfast?
Sleeping through? No, no. How do you not like Captain Sparkle Fingers?
I mean,
or holy moly.
There were parts that were funny, and especially the parts that had to do with Billy Batson and him finding his mom and everything like that.
That was funny.
Like, I didn't like that at all.
that was kind of too obvious because the mother wasn't like chanting for the child,
yeah, exactly.
Shouting for the child. And that's,
and I didn't see it coming at all.
Really?
No.
I did a Corbin right
there. Corbin is like, you fell for it. Okay, I'm not going to lie to you.
Anyway.
Corbin was so happy not to be the guy ridiculed right there.
But it just, I don't know. It felt like Home Alone for 17-year-olds.
How about
who
this?
Who is Home Alone for?
What is your bar? We had a question, I think it was on Facebook, maybe it was on the Twitter. What is your bar for like a good superhero movie?
Man of Steel is his movie of choice. We've already established that.
Which is why we see where he's at. Okay.
That's not true. But I like the darker comics. I like when it's dark. I like blood.
Right. Adonis taking the comic out of comics.
Right. So I guess that's where we're establishing. So the lighter fare, you're immediately not going to like.
No. I watch it. I like. I see it. And
meh.
If it's right now, I'm just saying meh.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll say the one thing I didn't like, or I shouldn't even say it, what my critique was, I felt like the Zachary Levi, like when he was Shazam, he was more childlike than the actual child.
Yes.
That's a good, a great point.
Yes. Yeah. I thought that was kind of interesting, and maybe part of that was like being Shazam enabled him to unleash his inner child because he is a foster kind of guy, but he showed this kind of excitement that you never saw with the actual 16-year-old
kid. That's a great, great point. It made a lot. It was like the movie Big, and they even did... Yes. When they're in, they went through that toy store, and he runs over the piano. I'll tell you, but in terms of acting, my acting coach actually worked with what the lead's name?
Tom Hanks,
Billy Batson.
Billy Batson. Yeah, acting coach.
Who played Billy Batson? What's the kid who's played Billy Batson? Somebody Google that for me.
I forgot.
William.
I want to say Faison Batson. Love, but that's not right.
I know you had an acting coach.
I know. At least I knew who Faison Love was.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
That's pretty good. Angel, something Angel. Asher Angel. And I just beat Toledo, and he's got the Google machine.
Okay.
Asher Angel. So he'd worked with Asher Angel before, and I did his podcast this week, my acting coach. And I said he was really good. But the kid who played Freddy.
Loved Freddy.
Was incredible. He was like Freddy a 50-year-old awesome. Man as far as acting skill goes in the body of a 14, 15-year-old. And the turns he did, the comedic moves he had, the emotional stuff he was pulling out of the character because he's a disabled kid. He's always getting the short end of the stick. He's getting beat up at school, all kinds of stuff. He's a superhero nerd. He'd be on the show.
Yep.
With us if we could have him. His character would, not the actual actor.
He would know a lot more than we do about superheroes.
So does everybody.
Collectively.
Even the villains know more than we do about the superheroes than we do sometimes. Except for Corbin, of course, and Adonis.
And Donnie. It's just me and you, Zach.
Good, great company we're in.
So I thought in terms of that, you're 100% right, Zach, that I think as Shazam, actually as the Captain Marvel, he wasn't called, but as the Shazam character superhero, he was more kid-like, but maybe that, you know, you could explain that away. And when he got the powers, he was like, holy cow, and he was just so excited by it.
And I didn't mind it. I mean, if I'm going to critique on anything,
if you're going to go Adonis on it,
yeah,
and complain about the fun part of it.
First off, I dislike the fact that every time he was mad, he had the same face.
Who?
Zachary, what's your range of mad faces? Yeah, you're thinking
Hulk smash.
He looked like angry. A pug. He looked like a pug every time he got mad.
He did frumple the.
Well, I mean,
brow.
He's a preteen. Like, he's not going to break down tears.
I'm talking about in prime form.
Right, but even so.
No, I'm saying even then, he's still a preteen.
I mean,
he's not going to break down.
You guys got on me about Captain Marvel, about she doesn't know who she is. And
do you think she could carry them? He could carry the milk? I guess that's the question.
he can carry a six-pack of beers.
Inside joke, shouldn't have shared. I actually liked the dark moments in it that, like, were kind of surprising. I don't know if you guys consider them dark, but, like, that opening, or maybe the first 10 minutes, I was like,
oh, yeah.
Dang. I thought it was a really good mix of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then when he got his parents back, when, like, Dr. Savannah came back and, like, offed his dad and brother, I was like, dang. Like, even for a family-friendly movie, you knew it was going to be an element of violence and that type of act, but still, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
I did feel the Dr. Savannah character was very old-school villainy. Mm-hmm. Coming off of watching... the bar for me, and I know it's different for everybody, but since Endgame with all the stories... Infinity War with all the stories coming together... It's almost hard for me to watch a single hero movie and think this is a full complete movie, because I feel like I want everything to be converging and a team up constantly.
Mm. Well, there was a little convergence there,
like chapters.
Yeah, a little at the end. At the end, Juliet went, the 12-year-old daughter went crazy when that blue suit showed up. I don't know how much we're giving away for spoilers here. Could be a Smurf.
that's why I thought it was cool how actually other superheroes actually existed in this world.
Yes, they were in, which makes you think that they can combine stuff at some point.
Yeah,
although it doesn't mesh with the with some of the other points of view or overall feeling of some of the movies. It's more like the Aquaman, where it's fun and silly and that unbelievableness, a little bit more of it, even though for some reason we should be able to get rid of believability with a superhero period. But
absolutely not.
Right. They exist.
And, so the other thing I thought was kind of old school, other than the villain, was the bullies in the movie. That really reminded me of like 80s and 90s movies where you just had these couple of bullies and they kind of get theirs. Yeah.
Almost Saved by the Bell.
Power Rangers. Mighty Morphin.
Billy.
Yep.
Yeah. I hadn't seen bullies in a movie like that in a little bit, actually.
They were just overtly that kind of,
Just look at your phone.
It had a lot of simple, big characters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It worked for me because I didn't really care about them outside of the leads. I wanted to see what was going to happen with them. So the big, those bigger characters didn't really bother me at all. Big, simple characters. But the Dr. Savannah was pretty just run of the mill. He was
evil.
Yeah, he's almost. Yeah, but he was just. You knew he was evil. With Thanos, I feel compassion for Thanos and feel like maybe he's right. You know, that snap could be good for
people. See, I did not.
See, and I think.
You didn't think that with Thanos?
No, Killmonger, yes.
Okay.
Thanos, I mean, yeah, I guess, but like, no, because he's crazy. That was my thought process.
Now, were you biased because of what you knew about him?
Who are we talking about?
Thanos. I don't know.
Oh.
If you guys could help me out, because I'm lost.
No, I mean,
Brian,
I guess
lost? Brian has the... Brian almost has the Zachary Levi bad face.
What?
Like, what would you... would say Thanos is, like, trying to equalize or restore balance.
He wants balance.
But you could look at that and on his head see, okay, that's a horrible idea.
It is, but he believes it to be right in his mind.
But do you sympathize with that?
But I do think that's kind of it.
He's likable. He's somehow likable that he's that messed up, but you like him. I mean, you guys like Joker. You like
that's
the Joker?
True. Yeah, that's true.
Joker's way worse than that.
Right.
Joker'd snap.
Don't come for me.
Double snap. He'd juggle.
He'd sit up there.
Yeah, I think it's about whether he actually thinks he's doing what's right.
Yeah.
And this guy did not.
No, he wasn't. Care. There you go. That's 100% it. He was. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go with it. But
no, can you reiterate it for me?
What, before it's even been iterated?
Yeah.
I will
pre-iterate.
Pre-iterate it? It's like a prequel. No, I don't. I feel like I'm... that was a brilliant statement by you, so I think I just wanted to steal it.
it's yours. Take it.
Detroit, I love that.
You deserve
Detroit,
it.
I'm going to need you to text me.
Oh, man,
I don't even remember the
that.
Point at this point. This was,
he doesn't think he's doing what's right.
Right. He's just being a bad guy.
He's just
guy.
Being bad to be bad.
That's the problem I had with him. He's just being a bad guy.
bad guy. He's not trying to do anything. Very
but maybe that's what you, was likable. I mean, maybe you don't need to empathize with the villain sometimes. When you're just having a fun movie, there's the clear good and the clear evil. And
made me like the good guys a lot more. Maybe root for the good guys the whole time.
I think that was probably one of the things that I was... one of the problems I had with Captain Marvel is because there wasn't any clear bad.
One
yet.
Of many.
It's like they were hinting at it, but then you end up feeling sorry for the Skrulls. And I was going in fully expecting to just see a fight between the Skrulls and just like this, you know, the boulder rolling
the
down
cream,
here, the hill, and we're going into this next phase. And now I'm just like, what are we doing?
I'm with you on that completely. Because that was a lot of like mixed emotions, and you wanted to see clearly defined. For me, the comic book element was there as well, because I felt like I already had an advantage knowing what should have been there. But yeah, but not to go too much on that, my fault. What did y'all think about the Marvel family? Like, I mean, the Shazam family. Marvel
the Shazamly?
The Shazamly.
We are Shazamly.
Like their reveal where they all touch the rock. I didn't see that coming, and I probably should have.
You know what?
No, I thought that was a great twist.
I did too.
Yeah. What a twist.
I did not see it coming either.
I didn't either.
Okay, good. So
Juliet told me she knew it was coming from the very beginning. She's like, they concentrated so much on their styles. Yep. She was like 100% on board from the beginning.
So
she's
much
like,
smarter than all of us.
I guess no, so. I mean,
I have to sit through this, and she tells me, she goes, and I go, shh. Like, and she goes, no, what's going to happen? Like, she's already got.
I'm jealous. Because they hit me, I was like, whoa. And I thought they were fleshing them out.
I was
because
too.
Any good movie would flesh out the supporting cast.
Yeah.
And then you see it's like, oh well. But I think the way that they did the reveal, like in the sequel or whatever, that they're not going to be highlighted as much. Like, I don't think they're going to rely on them as heavily.
Now, did they each only have one. A single power?
That's one what it seemed like. That they stressed. One was faster and one was stronger. So right. They all had it. But
like they each had one. He has them all, but one was strong. One had the I don't know who had the wisdom fingers. Of
their primary power set, if you would. Yeah.
They all seem more invulnerable. Like they had that invulnerability because they were all fighting and, you know, they weren't getting hurt. Right?
Oh, yeah.
They all had that element. That.
Yeah. Plus, one had speed, one had strength. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, if you guys can help me, because I just don't know a lot of DC, but who is The Rock playing? He was excited that this movie did good. Oh, is he doing a sequel or
Black
something?
Black Adam.
Yeah.
Shazam's like alter ego. Like, he's
total.
He is the mirror, the Black Mirror.
He was the first.
Oh, Black
like
Mirror.
Wow. Bizarro. Netflix. Bizarro and Superman in a way.
Shout out to Netflix.
More like Sinestro. Yeah. Isn't it more like Sinestro?
Sinestro counterpart.
Hold on like a second, everybody. You're welcome. I'm the one with the Sinestro Green Lantern combo there. So what was the question, Johnny?
Oh, well, so
too busy
I was wondering
gloating.
If the Rock, stealing Zach's the Rock stuff. Has something to do with the sequel, or if they're doing this movie and then a sequel, or but you said he's his alter ego. Or
yeah, we talked about it a little last week, if you'd have been paying attention. It must be tougher over the table.
Do you really zone out when you're at the table?
Yeah. You've taken on Corbin's ability to go away, and then
Corbin's
Joe
away.
Now, and he knows everything.
He's so into it now.
I'm just trying to make him proud.
Trying to make Joe proud.
All right. So, anybody else have any thoughts before we move on talking about the Endgame trailer, which Adonis refuses to watch any more than what he just saw early on?
Yep.
Well, he's just going to think
good.
It's Matt anyway.
It was solid.
So.
Okay,
yeah, that's it.
Shazam, great. Moving on to Endgame.
Shazam.
So I'm going to put on earmuffs.
So that, first of all, the ticket sales going on with Endgame are crazy.
That
who's
was
got,
crazy. Yes.
Who's got their tickets already?
I do.
Donnie, Corbin, I do. Not Adonis means he won't be seeing it. Zach.
Thought about it. Haven't pulled the trigger yet.
Not sure where the theater.
Don't know
theater,
which theater,
Detroit.
Which state.
I mean,
and also what I looked at here, it was all front row seats, and I was hoping to not see it. At least on Thursday when it comes out.
You afraid that the comedian's going to make fun of you?
I'm afraid. Yeah, I'm going to be that guy.
Roasted. I mean, that they're going to be people scalping tickets. I think that's crazy.
It's on $500 some on eBay.
Oh,
yeah.
I was told by Juliet once again, there's $15,000 tickets going. And she said,
like, New Jersey.
By the way,
New
Jersey.
Yeah,
but if you've got $15,000, fly yourself somewhere else and go see it.
I want to tell y'all real quick.
Red carpet experience.
My coworker, because of y'all, trolled me totally. She was right there as I bought my tickets. Then maybe 20 minutes later, Corbin, a great deal for $600. You can get a great
even they know
and you took it.
That was
wait a second.
You bought it, right?
Your library coworkers are trolling you.
Yes. While they're sitting next to me, because I couldn't stop talking about buying the tickets.
Look at this matches in the Dewey Decimal System.
Card catalog reference.
That's how long
I
you don't use the Dewey Decimal System anymore.
What's up with Dewey?
It's called
it's called Corbin's
Shelf
Logic. Decimal
you don't we just organize the Dewey Decimal System. UHF
for newcomers. It's harder for them. Not Joe newcomer, but for other newcomers, it's harder for them to pick.
Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System?
I'm done.
He's trying desperately.
Stanley Spadowski's clubhouse.
Yeah, but he's Joe now. This is what we do.
It's all good. Whatever.
Jerky Joe.
A bastard.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So there's another clip that actually... Anybody have anything from that trailer itself? Or Adonis tries not to watch any of this stuff until he's only good for after movies.
Yeah. We're going to give it away to him anyway. So unless he
I know he's got
to
close the close off. So.
I want to put on earmuffs, so...
I just wanted a little less talk and a lot more action.
In the endgame trailer?
Yeah.
Or just life.
You don't three-hour movie. It can show me something.
Three-hour movie. They're setting it all up. There's 3 hours. Where are they going to go? I missed it. What did you say, Zach?
You said in the movie. I said just life.
It was worth it. It was worth it. Even the second time, I still got a big laugh.
Reiterated.
Oh, my God. We're going to miss you in the Detroit suburbs.
Oh, bro.
That's not a great airport, by the way.
It's a great airport. Except when the monorail is broken, that's no fun.
My thing is this. Thanos was in it for like one clip, right? Between the two trailers.
Well, Dr. Evil wasn't in the original Austin Powers clips.
Grimace.
But in a three-hour movie, are we sure he's the only villain that we're going to be seeing?
No, we're not.
Probably going to be Captain Marvel.
People are talking.
Ooh, I was here first. Juliet knows.
I heard rumors.
No, she says Galactus.
That's what I think.
But it's
too hard to get the rights together.
I don't think they just got them though. The movie would have already been in play.
Yeah, but they look what they did with Spider-Man. Once they acquired him, he was in there.
Yeah, but that was like
that was a years long
before they started. Yeah, they just acquired him officially. What, a month and a half ago?
My thing is that I think for the most part they include these characters, like all the characters they want to. And then they just kind of like, we'll keep this in the back just in case.
So you think they did footage of this already?
They'd rather edit out than...
I think that they have multiple things that they're going to do. I think there is I don't know if that's a hot... I think there's a chance.
First 5 minutes, they save everybody, defeat Thanos, and the rest of it is
Galactus.
Well,
see, there's a theory that they... I've seen that they... Apparently, there's a theory that they fought Thanos like multiple times in the movie.
Oh.
Like...
Realities?
That was the thought. Multiple realities, or maybe that the force, the early people, like the early, let's say, survivors came and put up a stand against Thanos and lost, and they had to like grab everyone else and go again.
By the way,
I've heard that as well.
In the clip that came out this morning, Adonis, close it off.
Oh, I didn't see it.
La 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 la.
Earmuffs.
In the clip that came out this morning, Captain Marvel. So they say to her, where have you been all this time? And she says, you're not the only planet that needed saving. And she talks about being off. And then she says, I'm doing this for Zach Coleman.
it was an interesting twist.
But she's saving other places. And then there's
Galactus
like,
could be in it.
She says to Thor, I have telepathy or something like that. Kind of interesting with the way they're introducing Captain Marvel into it. And that's all. Okay, Adonis. And that's how Thanos dies. So, a pin to the head.
I mean, yeah. Gastric bypass, all that good stuff. What do you guys think about the Ant-Man theory?
Ant-Man theory? So many people saying that.
The Ant-Man theory, you know?
Well, isn't the trailer or the clip that came out today says all they're going to do is just go try to get the Infinity Stones and unsnap, right? So, I assume that's kind of like a red herring. Like, they're going to... I mean, you can't just go get the Infinity Stones. And,
right. The Russo brothers are letting
more
stuff
complex.
Out.
Or maybe they fight every villain that was in each time period again.
Oh. So Ultron's coming back.
You know, for like just that like span of time. It's probably
so it'll be like
crazy.
The Avengers 90s video game where you just get to the end
I
of each level
like
and you fight
a
new villain.
And I don't like even with just the sheer amount of people and how Captain Marvel totally kicked butt in her own movie. And then like all of a sudden, we need the whole force to stand against Thanos. And then how long will that take? Then you grab them, and then even with all the rings, I just
3 hours
just by
and
sheer
two minutes.
Did you say all the rings?
The stones. I'm thinking Sonic. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were thinking Lord of the Captain Rings. Planet.
Yes.
That too. But I just think there's more to it, and that's why I think they've been hiding Thanos. But that would be a gripe I had to go with Donnie about the trailer. Like, give me...
Well, there's got to be more to it. I mean, they're not going to give anything away that really matters, right? Other
that's
than
the thing. Usually some you get like... I mean, I guess the story...
You want that? You want more?
See, I don't want... Show me Spider-Man. I know he's alive because of the movie coming out.
Yeah, you've already given me stuff in other...
How do you know
trailers?
That's not a flashback, though?
I heard it takes place 5 minutes after...
Endgame.
Who
Endgame.
Told you? Juliet?
No.
I mean,
but
she
it's all
also,
well, if she did, it's
the
true.
Internet too.
Well, it, I mean, it could be another theory for Spider-Man is that it's just there's the alternate universe where Spider-Man and Nick Fury lived or survived and everybody else got snapped. Like, it was just because you see Spider-Man, you see Nick Fury.
By the way, what's going on with Captain America in the... We're looking at a screen right now, and either... Like, he's CGI'd or there's a ton of makeup on him. Like,
I think he had a beard for the reshoots and they just CGI removed his beard like Superman style. I'm just kidding. They did not do that.
The CGI
his eyebrows look amazing.
That haircut is weird.
I think Chris Evans is just that attractive that he looks like he's wearing makeup when you freeze frame.
Unless they're trying to go back in time again, but I don't know.
I don't know, but we're exiting to full screen. I'll tell you that much. Is there anybody here that does not want to see Endgame that has no interest in it?
Huh? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Because I was talking to Stephen Maurer over at the Fireside, We Are Fireside, and their podcast and everything we've talked about them a bunch of times. And he's like, nothing matters because it's all going to be undone, so he's mad about the movie. And that seems to be the way he
just is.
Don't you want to
see how it's going
to
be?
And also, who's going to potentially sacrifice themselves to bring everyone else back? Because
there are theories that
there will be real...
The Captain America is going to die. I've heard that one. Right?
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Pepper.
Pepper Potts.
I'm just kidding.
just joking. Yeah. So... We'll see. I don't know. I haven't met. I can't wait to see. It's the most I've wanted to see a movie in a long time.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to watching.
Since Return of the Jedi.
I'm trying to think. Return of the Jedi. I did look forward to. Trying to think. That would have been a great
Dark Knight Rises.
The Avengers ticket sales beat the Return.
They've broken all records, but also pre-sales and such didn't really exist in those days.
Yeah.
That far back
when Frank was growing up,
there was no internet.
What
there
do
was
you
the
think
telegraph?
Higher.
Oh, we just got another order in for Return of the Jedi.
See, coming in here, is that a fax machine, then we're gonna have to get these Endgame tickets for the Sting 2.
See here.
What?
I don't know. Was that
the ticket whistle?
Was that the Herald?
Yeah. You know those.
Hey ye, we shall be seeing what happened to Thanos.
All right. So.
Thanks for taking us there, Thanos.
Sorry.
Moving forward, I think we're going to have plenty to talk about with Endgame over the next few weeks. Oh, anyways.
It's like the final countdown now. We're in April.
It's the final countdown.
Hopefully,
2 weeks from Friday.
Hopefully that song will be in Endgame.
Oh, wow. You will be totally...
That and then to the beat of the rhythm of the night. Oh. Little El DeBarge guys, come on. Who is the master? Shona!
The
last dragon fighting for... You have never seen that movie?
You never
is that
seen
that
the...
one, the black dude? The
yes.
Bruce Leroy.
Yes!
Bruce Leroy.
You know, I think... Have you guys
who
seen
is the master?
I am.
No, but who is the master?
I've seen
I am. The last dragon fighting for...
Great movie. Always...
This is, by the way, not the first time this has come up.
No, because
no,
I would mention
last
that.
It won't be the last. Even in the show.
I always thought, like... Show enough, because I saw that movie.
Oh, I should have taken him on the tangent. I took him on the ride.
I saw that movie, and then I would watch like the Busta Rhymes videos, and I was like, "That's Show Enough. That is Show Enough."
Imagine thinking that was a good style in the 80s.
What was the woman's name that was in that? She was like huge at the time.
Hair so wet. Oh my goodness,
beautiful.
Did you not hear what Donnie?
When
just
is Jerry Curl coming back?
What is that?
Are you looking at me or?
No, that was a general question. I could use it for my hair.
Out the Bars is somewhere Prince-like, but didn't make the cool part.
It's like Prince and Belle Biv DeVoe fused.
BBD.
But like a B version, yeah. Apparently.
All right. Joker movie trailer for the lack of segues. Talk about going the exact opposite of Shazam. I mean, this is serious stuff. Mm-hmm. And Adonis is happy. Look how happy.
It's nice and dark and gritty for you. Starts. That's why.
Oh. Exactly. It's brutal and rough. And Corbin,
like a Cormac McCarthy movie.
It's did you say like a McCormick and Schmick's steak?
Yes, exactly. With a lot of seasoning.
a lot of seasoning.
Were you from Pittsburgh all of a sudden?
Did they rate the movie yet? Is it rated?
Then there would be fries on it.
I don't think so. I haven't seen a rating.
I haven't seen one.
I don't think
yet.
So. Yeah.
NC-17.
Sure, wow. It's going to be R.
His laugh was awesome. His laugh was
I did
awesome.
Not agree. Thought it was okay.
He's more it's of a Mark Hamill laugh sure. guy.
Yeah, that's me. Raise
you like
that.
Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
That's the distinctive Batman joke.
I get it, but there's others.
Yeah. I'm just saying I don't like it. I am with you. Like, you're right. There's other laughs because even what's his name?
It's good.
Heath Let. Okay. Well, no.
By the way,
it's
Kevin Conroy
Jared
getting
Leto's laugh.
That was ridiculous. Ugh. That was bad. He's trying to be a punk joker. You can't do that.
Kevin Conroy getting in our poll this week. By the way, I'm going to throw this in here right now as we're talking about this week. Affleck bested Keaton by 16%, or
which
about
is
800
such
votes.
Poetic justice.
Doesn't make any sense.
Wow,
that's what it is.
You are really, you're like Captain Marvel. You're finishing Zach's thoughts.
It's just
call for the telepathy. Hammer.
Call for it. How could he win by that? I think it fell over April Fool's. Somebody
people,
shared it out and said
the people
everybody
that
vote
we don't
for
live
Affleck.
In 89.
I don't know.
And they saw the better Batman. Honestly, if they saw the bad Batman, Kilmer would still be in it, but I digress.
I don't know.
I'm just saying,
maybe the wrong people are on Facebook now.
The new poll coming out.
I'm just saying.
Or that is out now.
Nostalgia's tied to him.
Christian Bale was destroying Ben Affleck at the beginning.
Yep.
Affleck with the comeback. But
and he made a huge comeback now ahead by about 100 votes.
Don't call it a comeback.
As the time we're recording this. There are, 4 or 5 days left, I believe. And this could be our biggest poll yet.
That was crazy.
And whoever wins, Joe actually sent me a note of who was going. They were going to go in against a special final bonus round. I'm not going to mention who that is because that's just way too much fun and ridiculous. Okay. What's going to be?
Kilmer coming back.
So no nobody comes Kilmer back. This isn't American Idol. The year they started bringing people back.
Yeah, no.
One could dream.
All right, so back to Joker. We got Smoker, Midnight Toker. So
maybe we need a Joker poll.
Oh, look, Gangster of Love, right there. No, you, Zach. You were the gangster.
I'm the Gangster of Love.
So thoughts on this?
Usually, you just point at me to move my head over.
No thoughts on this. More on the Joker trailer. Very dark. Very interesting. People are mad that it's a different origin story.
Yeah, I have some pushback on that only because, and I'm sure you probably have something to say about it too. Let's go rant time.
Yeah,
but you see all these people,
not like you.
Trolls in the comments going, "Oh, it's a different Joker. It's not what we're used to." This and that. First off, origin wise, the widely accepted origin is the 1988 Killing Joke one. Like that's what we commonly
which
go
is
to.
Explained for everybody.
Where, you know, he was bad guy. He was a guy forced into a bad situation. His wife died. His kid died. He ended up having to turn to crime to try to make some of that up. He was just forced there by desperation. An accident happened. He fell into a vat of chemicals. Basically, Jack Napier.
Okay.
The idea being that one bad day could take someone over the edge into a spiral of just insanity. Okay. And so that's what the book was kind of based off. And yeah.
Wasn't he a part of they didn't include the I never read the Killing Joke and I always wanted to, but
he was a failed comedian or he was a failing
chance.
Comedian trying to support his family.
It's gone
what about
now.
The hood, the Red Hood, like he was a Red Hood at
he had
point.
To wear the Red Hood and that was another famous gangster at the time, so they kind of the gangster set him up by having him put it on. He wasn't aware that
Gotham did that too. Well, in there.
Yeah, yeah, and Gotham did the exact same thing, sort of. But the idea
wait
being
a second.
That
they did the exact same thing, sort of.
Well, because if you look at season 5, because I was going there, but then anyway, okay. Watch season 5 and you'll see where I say sort of. That's all I got to say because
gotcha.
They've done Joker a couple times, but there's different origins, and I think one of the best things about the Joker is that there isn't a definitive tied origin story to him because what's scary is the unknown. And we don't know his exact origin.
Well, and also, he wouldn't be the first one to have a different origin for the movie screen compared
exactly.
to the comics, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not an expert in it or anything on Batman, but yeah. I thought Batman Begins was fantastic, and I don't think it follows the exact original. I mean, other than his parents getting killed.
Kind of takes off from Batman Year One a little bit.
But yeah. Right, which is not the original origin. Exactly. I mean, yeah, you got these guys that have different origins, and some things just translate differently into the
different
movies.
Universe, too,
and for
right?
That's what I was going to say. For comics fans, you ever heard of the Elseworlds? Like,
right. Yeah.
There's other versions of different stories. You wouldn't have Kingdom Come or Dark Knight Returns.
All of Infinity War, there's different outcomes, 14,605,000. No, really. There are, because there are different universes going on.
Exactly. Yep, and right. So the inability to understand that when it comes to film, but readily accept that when it comes to comics, is kind of frustrating because, like, look, you aren't tied down to any one. You read so many different stories rebirths and reboots. And
the audience is so different.
But that's my rant. I'm going to pass it
off. I'll
tell
you what. I don't know. Before you go, Donnie, I could watch Peter Parker get stung by a radioactive spider
if I see that one more time.
I could see it over and over.
I'm glad Miles didn't get stung by it originally.
14,605,000 times.
I could do it.
You would watch it.
This is your future.
And only one Corbin survives.
That's actually the majority of Endgame is just Peter Parker getting bit by a radioactive spider.
Because I can watch it over and over and over.
No.
Donnie, sorry.
No, that's all good. When I saw the preview, I was like, meh, I don't know. I need to see more.
Was that meh?
I'm not impressed. I'm really not. I need to see more previews or know it's rated R. I'll see it. I just don't know if it'll be in the theaters or I'm just going to wait for it. But I'm a huge fan of the Joker, and I was just kind of disappointed on this one.
Who's your favorite Joker?
It'd be Mark Hamill.
Real? Oh, even over the Heath Ledger type of...
If it were live action, yeah, Heath Ledger was awesome. Right. I wish I could have saw him get an Academy Award for that performance, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is a great actor.
Exactly.
So
of course.
I have a lot of confidence in him being able to pull it off. I mean, so is Jared Leto, but there was something just
something
seemed
was
off
missing.
Initially with him. Yeah,
everything was missing. I'm just kidding.
I didn't even know until the trailer came out that Joaquin Phoenix was going to be the Joker.
Really?
No?
Yeah.
Well, they cut all the scenes, too, right? So he was... Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Jared Leto is still the Leto. You were talking about that. But you didn't know that Joaquin Phoenix was going to be the new Joker.
No, I had no idea. It shows how much I've been paying attention to.
No, that's fine. It's just a show about that stuff. thanks for Corbining. For those of you just tuning into the show now and don't know what Corbining is, it's not paying attention for the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay. And paying a lot of money.
And paying a lot of money to
be on the panel.
Pay attention and buy VHS.
Pay your ways to not pay attention.
For $500.
Okay.
I'm going to redo myself. All right. Any more final thoughts before we move on?
Interested to see what Bruce Wayne's role will be. I heard that Alfred apparently will have a role as well in this type of movie. And I was thinking that it was going to be just a dark kind of crime movie in the title character just happens to be the Joker. So I'm kind of interested to see how those characters tie in. If that child that we saw in the trailer was Bruce, then obviously I don't think he's going to have that big of a role into it. But Alfred could have a big role. Thomas Wayne could have a role as well, significantly. So that's something I'm interested in, to see how they tie any vestiges of the comics that like I'm used to and others are used to into this movie, even while establishing that it's his own film.
And it's nice that they don't have to, because the Joker's origin is kind of... It's independent of having Batman involved, right?
Yeah.
Unlike Venom, which I saw a couple weeks ago and was
just
so upset about.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Venom's origin is completely driven off of Peter Parker and Spider-Man.
Right,
and
in the universe you're used to.
Right, and but it felt like that was just missing, and it didn't have to model the exact origin, but you didn't... It because it didn't have that, the character itself suffered a lot in the movie to me. Right. But that's neither here nor there. I cut you off, though, Adonis. No, you had something off of what Corbin was saying.
Orthodontist?
Oh, my God.
I love it, though.
No, Corbin, I agree with what you're saying. I
try and be on the microphone when you talk.
Oh, sorry. I definitely agree with what you're saying. I am really excited to see where they take this. I like the fact that it's a bit more dark and gritty and everything like that. I hope that it's in the 80s rather than the 70s, because it feels like it's maybe in the 70s. I hope it's in the 80s, because I feel like that'll be much more fluid of a timeline when it comes to Batman and Joker interacting.
Maybe it starts in 79, so you get the best of both worlds. Just like Hannah Montana.
It was a great New Year's scene in the middle of the movie.
Wow.
All right. So originally we were going to talk about Hellboy, as I said before, before all hell broke was loose with bigger things this week, I think. I remember seeing the original Hellboy film, not knowing anything about knowing anything about the comic book as a kid. You had a little bit of comic history for us?
Yes. So partially, some of what I've been reading. Partially, I did a Joe-inspired research page.
So get
try to
it.
Make a little show. Okay.
In the spirit of Joe, get
spirit
to
of
it.
Joe. So yeah, Hellboy, the actual name is Anung Unrama. Hope I pronounced that correctly. Which means, and upon his brow is set a crown of flame.
In what language?
I forgot that.
Okay.
I wrote it down and texted myself.
We got
and
people
I
that can look it up.
Yeah.
You're right.
So keep going.
Help me out. Okay. It originated with a drawing that Mike Mignola, who's the creative Hellboy, did at a Comic Con. And he really had no intention of taking it any further than that, but he liked the name. So he decided to set on this project and keep it going. Hellboy's first comic appearance was in San Diego Comic-Con's Comics number 2. Which was actually funny. And it was the first issue that he was in. He was in black and white.
What year is this?
1993.
Okay.
So August.
Oh, I didn't realize that was that late of a character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that was his first appearance. His next appearance was in Next Man number 21. Couple months later, and that was the first time he was in a regularly published title, and also the first time that he was actually in color. Thought that was interesting because like Hellboy in black and white full time. Like imagine that.
Ninja Turtles start out in black and white too?
Yes, it did. But yeah. I just think the color scheme is different. I mean,
look at Frank Miller's Sin City and everything
too.
Like that. I mean, I feel like as long as the inking is done right, then it doesn't.
It works.
Yeah,
I do. I like the old comics and like the Marvel essential Marvel titles. Like as long as it's good, then okay. Moving on though. fun fact: before Hellboy was published by independently now by Dark Horse Comics,
Wait a second. I do fun facts.
I
got another fun fact.
I got a fun fact
for you.
He is waiting on it.
Here's your fun fact right here. Donnie Punch.
So
hold on, Donnie Man Punch. Boom. I do the sound effect while I'm knocking you out. Boo! 00737359 63. That's the code to get to Tyson. You just got knocked out.
It's 00737359 63.
00737359 63.
Okay.
Glass Joe.
I'm embarrassed myself, but where is that from?
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Are you serious?
I'm serious about the code. It is 00737.
I said it before you said it. Up, up, down, down, left, right, B-A-B-A, start. Konami. Double dribble.
My game started NBA 1195 and go from there. Okay, but so the fact I was going to share was before Hellboy was published by Dark Horse Comics, the idea was initially pitched to DC. DC was thrilled with the idea and the concept of Hellboy, but didn't actually like the word hell. To be attached to
Heck Boy doesn't sound as
exactly.
Oh, Heck Boy!
Figured you'd like that one. So yeah. So the creature that would become Hellboy first appeared on the night of December 23rd, 1944.
Creature is not a really. He doesn't like that.
He's a creature. Hellboy first. Whatever.
Wait. Netherworld fella.
All right. Creature.
The child.
Evil mystic summoned him to Earth with the help of the Third Reich.
Toledo's got Mike Tyson's punch up.
I've never seen this game. Boom, that is something.
Boom, never seen this.
Little Mac. Do you ever play the newest Smash Brothers?
Yeah, I play that.
Lil Mac's in there.
Oh, yeah. Lil Mac is from that?
Ding, ding, ding.
I played Lil Mac before.
Yeah. Well, right. Now you know his origin story.
Oh, okay. There you go.
King Hippo.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You got to punch him in the belly. Hit the band-aid.
Like Mario. All right. So, I'll continue.
So, wrap it up. Yeah.
Okay.
Now so,
I think that was it.
You were so excited to do comic history. Look at
was. An evil mystic summoned him to Earth in 1944, but... He was actually conceived on October 5th, 1617, the day his birth mother, Sarah Hughes, gave birth to him as she was dying.
It's definitely Hughes.
Hughes.
Spell it.
H-U-G-H-E-S. Hughes.
Hughes. Like John Hughes.
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 Debuted.
Yeah, we're going to not follow the pronunciation.
Sarah was a witch. She gained her powers from being a consort of a demon.
You mean a witch?
A witch. Sarah was a witch.
Right? What? Now you're getting me mixed up. What is the word?
Just pronounce things right.
Did you guys see Terminator? Was the Rakanar?
Yo. Okay, I'm just going to say words I can pronounce it, okay? How's that?
You're going to have to skip a lot of
history. Both times. Just like or right?
No, because okay. I don't have, you know, I don't have the bravery to try some
college isn't what it used to be, right? Anyway.
Google Translate.
You work in a library.
I read, but that's okay. A problem reading sometimes.
That makes because they got rid of the Dewey Decibel System.
Exactly.
Did I say decibel?
All right, oh, my God. I tried to do it. And you did it loud, but I can't do this today.
That's what I do.
Anyway, his dad's a demon. That's all you need to know.
So many levels.
His dad killed his mom. chopped off the new board's right hand, replaced it with the right hand of Doom, which is a relic that's tied to
this is how
know,
I like history
demon powers.
The cliff notes, good.
You know, because of the actions that he did, he wasn't really supposed to make his son, you know, with that arm and everything. He was jailed in prison. The son was sent away, and the son was summoned in 1944. He was discovered by a team of American soldiers who were led by First Sergeant George Whitman. They were sent to investigate the Nazi ritual. So the Nazis brought Hellboy into this world, and then the Americans came and took Hellboy from there. He was raised in secret by the government and trained to be a paranormal investigator. He aged incredibly quickly.
He's a Ghostbuster.
Basically. Right. There you go. And
they hate when he does.
Yeah, DC didn't like that title either.
He's an expert on possession, haunting, exorcism, enchantments. I can't even talk anymore. Artifacts, all that great. Good stuff. So yeah,
you're going at that extra speed. We're definitely confusing our listeners now because they think they're
well. I'm flustered with the 1.5 speed. Quite frankly,
no, that was so, like 2.5.
Here we are. 2.5
speed.
See, I jump. See, I just get faster. Joe would try to reason with y'all. No.
Yeah, you take this very differently from Joe.
Yeah. Yes. I'm at my breaking point. I'm sweating. Okay.
No. Yeah. You're doing great for you.
Thank you.
Okay. You're doing great for you.
All right. So he has superhuman strength. He can heal for virtually anybody injuries, and he's in, like, he cannot get sick.
Can he change time speed?
No.
Oh, you know what? You know, I just realized we didn't even do is the Mark V on the clowns. I should have
okay,
done that.
Okay, but I'm just going to finish this
notes.
Real quick.
Throwback.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can, so,
is it one,
you know.
Done.
He, okay.
No, go ahead.
He can sustain a lot of damage and still, you know, survive. I wrote all the stuff he had. So he's been shot point blank range with an MG-42 machine gun, been impaled through the chest of the sword, sustained severe werewolf mauling, being unconscious of tongs, falling from extreme heights, being crushed
by
boulders.
Wait, what?
What about tongs?
Yeah,
what don't about tongs? Slow him
it was
down.
From a I wrote. I knew you would ask. Okay, well, later. So last
wait
thought,
a second. He was a griller? He yeah. people? He had tongs?
That's a special power.
See, I had a trivia question for y'all, too.
Oh, do the quickly.
All right.
Trivia.
Hellboy had two movies, 2004 and 2008, right? What other superhero had a movie in 2004 and a sequel in 2008?
Spider-Man.
Hellboy.
Ghost Rider.
I just said
was
that.
No.
Daredevil.
No.
What? Electra.
No.
Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Batman.
No.
Dang it.
You guys give up.
Yeah.
Punisher.
What is it?
The Punisher.
Oh, The Punisher.
Yeah.
Oh, which was the, what I would movie. Call the segment at this
PG-13.
Point, The Punisher.
I should have
we're
said
we're all being punished.
Yeah. Right okay.
The
Punisher. Well, we're being punished. I was punished today, and
no,
that's
it. No, you're
doing
a great segment.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
No, very good.
That was it.
But I just realized that we are getting a little longer on time, and I forgot to do while we're doing the Joker talk that we'll go back to right now. And let's reverse it. Time stone.
Time snap.
And so everybody, you remember your list because it seems like nobody remembers who they picked. going off of Joker, who are top five clowns from everybody, from any genre possible? And we are going to start with Donnie. Donnie, top five Ooh, clowns.
All right. My number five is the clown from the Poltergeist movie, the original one where they dragged the little boy under the bed. That was pretty terrifying.
Poltergeist?
Yeah.
That was a
Poltergeist.
Yeah, thank you.
Good self-deprecation.
Number
that
four,
was well you. Done.
Appreciate number four is going to be Bozo. It's always fun watching the kids play the grand prize game.
Yeah.
Bucket
where
number
are you
four.
Where did you grow up? Or did you see that on the Superstation?
It was a Chicago station. It
right.
was like,
WGN.
Yeah,
WGN.
Yeah.
I've been to that studio many times. Don't mean to brag again.
Right on. You
throwing
got
the, throwing
the
ping
crown.
Pong balls yeah. and you just root for the fat kid. All right. I wanted to be that fat kid.
Yes, I did. I wanted that crisp $100 bill in bucket number 10.
You know those guys were just doing smoke breaks afterwards.
Hey, you know, did you see that kid get to bucket number 6? He did a nice job. Pass the reds.
That's a good juicy clown.
Number three is going to be Ronald McDonald.
Yeah,
he's a scary clown. He's killed more people than anybody.
Oh, once again. They call that Donnie at the Phoenix Zoo.
There it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, he has a fair point for obesity.
Sure, he does.
Perfect,
but
no.
Someday you want sponsors.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Nobody makes fun of McDonald's anywhere, unless you're.
They'll come after you.
Universe.
I'm loving it.
Number two is going to be all the clouds from Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Yeah, especially that little one who punches the punches
when
the
nobody's
biker's
on
head
board
into the
trash. And Donnie's trying to get the train moving.
Yeah.
And number one, of course, is going to be Pennywise. I like both versions. Honestly,
the band.
I forgot that
clowns.
The band of clowns.
Not all right,
Corbin, give me two that he didn't give.
the clown from Scooby Doo.
Oh yeah, I've got that.
Scary.
I've got that action figure doll.
And then Krusty the Clown.
Krusty the
Clown. Oh, I forgot about Krusty.
Nobody had Krusty for. I thought people were going to forget
because I had Krusty.
I forgot about Krusty.
You had Krusty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you sent stuff really late.
Oh,
I did. Send
well,
stuff
you
really
didn't
late.
Have Stitches the Clown.
I don't even know who Stitches the Clown is.
No horror movie. God. I guess they make him a dime a dozen.
Wow, what is
killer
this
clown
movie?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
This is fine cinema for you guys back in the day, wasn't it?
Oh my god, that
yeah,
is
no, corny. It's corny funny.
No, that's about as good as
so
Clash of the Titans.
Cutting edge.
Did they just come from a planet that was all clowns?
I guess
is
so.
That or was
no,
it
yeah,
about
the,
to
the,
die?
The planet came here, or they came
the planet
here
came
in
here?
A circus tent, and they turn you into cotton candy.
That's incredible. Oh my god, what a terribly great movie. Zach, two that nobody said so far.
All right, I had John Wayne Gacy because I went real dark.
Wow.
Even the Don's is like,
wow.
Too dark, too dark. There's just this just so eerily beautiful song that Sufjan Stevens does about John Wayne Gacy. I recommend listening to it, but it's, yeah, anyway. I also have Hermie the Clown, which is a personal favorite of mine.
I don't even know who that is.
No, no. So
I thought you got it wrong. I was doing Hermie
my wife,
the Elf.
My wife went to prom with a guy who then went to clown school and became Hermie the Clown.
Okay.
So he is my number one.
Okay. Is that a school clown or is that?
What?
Is that a school clown?
That's a personal clown.
It's a personal clown.
Yeah.
He's number one.
All right. Adonis? Two of them.
Oh, like real life.
I've got Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Hisoka from an anime called Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twisted Metal. That's a good one.
That was my
PlayStation All-Stars.
Yeah. Toledo or Brian, what do you guys, got anything?
I've got nothing. I did think of one while we're sitting here, though. I was thinking about Insane Clown Posse, the band.
I threw them on my list.
Shaggy Too Dope.
Toledo, yeah, anything? Too
dope. Max Patkin, the Clown Prince of Baseball.
Oh, he would do the silly moves. Just big, silly motions. I was waiting when Adonis sent me his. I was waiting for Nemo. He's a clown fish.
Oh,
and when you
gosh.
Sent Hermie, when Zach sent Hermie, I thought that it auto-corrected from Homie D. Clown.
Who's Homie D. Clown?
Homie, don't play that.
Oh my God.
You don't know? You never watched In Living Color in your neighborhood?
Are you serious?
Oh, is that where you're from?
Damian Wayans played him.
Oh, this
you didn't watch Living Color?
Damian Wayans. I don't know if
you
have a son or his dad or what.
No, they're both. It's better to have not watched it than to have said his name wrong.
And we're making fun of Corbin. How about Kleenex Ivory Wayans?
Is one of the Wayans? This Wayans had a lot of kids.
Shawan Wayans?
And the Wayans like a boxing Wayan?
We used to play a game with Donnie.
I think it's Wayans.
Made up in actual Wayans brothers, and you have to figure out which is real.
Oh, my God. For a guy who can edit his own raps, you sure aren't
culturally
diverse.
This is the new
trivia.
Wayans brother, son of Satan. Or
you know what? That's a pretty good possibility. Toledo,
dog.
I saw Toledo writing it down in the producer booth, as you said. All right, so I thought that was pretty good. Did anybody get one that they really wanted to share that I didn't let you go? Because and we'll move on. We're trying to wrap up. Everybody,
the Joker.
Oh, the Joker. That was that was a good one.
Crown,
that nobody mentioned.
Prince
I did Mr. Mime as well.
I don't know what was your thing.
Do Mimes count?
You know,
do Mimes count as clowns?
Yeah,
John Wayne Gacy. No.
He Hermie? Dressed up as a clown. It's
he
the whole thing.
Dressed.
Let me. What was the thing you sent at the bottom of yours that was like
clowns?
This guy?
Not people that dress
guy.
Up as clowns.
I
mean, oh, that okay. Was,
you always send something that has. I feel nothing to do.
This actually had nothing to do with it. It had to do with the names in Street Fighter.
Yeah, Balrog, M. Bison. What does that have to do with clowns?
Balrog was supposed to be M. Bison because it was supposed to be. M for Mike.
But what does
Tyson?
That have to do with the clowns?
It has nothing to do with
okay,
it.
Okay, moving on.
How
I got
did we get
sucked
there?
Into it. I got completely sucked into it. All right.
That's your fault. That's on you.
That is it. I think we got it and everything. Go to, online. You can find us at
Comic Playground everywhere.
And you can give us your top five clowns. Vote for the between Ben Affleck and vote for Christian Bale. make sure you have Christian Bale win or write in Spawn. And that is about it. Next week, we're going to actually go off a little bit on a tangent next week. We're gonna Adonis the entire show because we're going to hit Game of Thrones. Because the first one will have aired and we'll be talking about the next day. So looking forward to that. We'll hit on the superhero stuff as well, but they're kind of mythical heroes. And a lot of the hero-villain stuff plays out in that as well, and that's all anybody's going to be talking about. They're talking about 1 billion people watching that around the world that day. Good. So until next time, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. I'm Clowny Kasem.
Clowny Kasem?
Casey Clownum.
Casey Clown.
I
this is your top 40.
Didn't think it through. And this is your Mark V from Sacramento. And I hope we're out.
I'm Sacramento.
Cut!